Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to Matikoff. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich. And this morning's show is entitled The Normalization of Perversity Through Relativistic Nihilism. At the beginning of the show, let me once again say that the word Matikoff means spiritual one. And the approach of the show has always been to inform the leading one as to what the Word of God has to tell us in its own message and message that it contains for us during during the time in which God has allowed us to be as it or to exist. And so let me say that we live in very interesting times. And what I am seeing is the working out of philosophies and beliefs that were built in the 20th century and now being put in place, as it were, or acted out in the 21st. We know from the images that are released above, we know the images that are presented before the public that a specific worldview is in place. And this worldview that is in place and that is being worked out before our very eyes is highly manipulative and presents a very distorted view of life. This worldview is within the very culture in which we live. We can no longer pretend that this worldview has not invaded us. And it's not intrinsic to our culture, because it is. It is with us. And it has challenged the very moral foundations of Western culture. And I'm not talking about challenge that it has been presented to a mere traditional view, but there has been and there is in place a challenge to the very essence of salvation, of who we are. One writer of the last century stated, "To man qua man, he say, good written." Another author wrote of the boat in the machine. These are some of the types that were penned during the last world that has greatly impacted people of today. The medium is message. The medium is a message. One dimensional man that was during the last century. Well worth the time. One-dimensional math. So these are some of the books that have shaped and have challenged what is going on. So I want to address briefly this morning the reality of the normalization of diversity through relativistic nihilism. And I would like for you to note that the normalization of diversity means the definition for the scaling back of an accepted view of normalization or what is normal. What is normal, that comes from death, is a critical concept. So, we speak about relativistic nihilism. We're thinking about what is an absolute relativism? Because there are absolutes like conflict or there are hidden absolutes in place, like sponsor, moral relativism, moral nihilism and post-Western culture. People today are read about with no understanding or no contextualization as to who they are as a person. They are indeed awestruck. There is a disconnect with the past, and most certainly there is no future or what to come. And present, persons have been disconnected from themselves. There is a word in the Book of James that talks about the person that walks himself. It is Daisuka, the person who walks beside himself. So I see this reality today. And people have been reduced to consumers of that. Is parading before them than that which is given to them. But then, or as the latest thing you have or thing you see, persons are distracted so that they're realized and extracted from it. So the new nihilism is sexual nihilism. And I'm going to be reading from Numbers chapter 25, beginning verse 1. Numbers 25, beginning of verse 1. While Israel was staying in Shittim, the man began to indulge in sexual immorality with Moabite women, who invited them to sacrifice their gods. People ate and bowed down before these gods. So Israel joined in worshiping the Baal of Peor. And the Lord's anger burned against them. The Lord said to Moses, "Take all the leaders of the people, kill them, and expose them in broad daylight before the Lord, so that the Lord's fierce anger, growing fiercer, may turn away from Israel." So Moses says to Israel's judges, "Each of you must death those of the young men who have joined in worshiping the Baal of Peor." Then an Israelite man brought to his family a Midianite woman right before the eyes of Moses and the whole assembly of Israel, while they were weeping over sin and what they were witnessing among the people. While they were weeping at the entrance to the tent of meeting, and Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, father, he left the assembly, took a spear in his hand, and followed the Israelites in his tent. He drove a spear to both of them, to the Israelites and into the woman's body. Then the plague against the Israelites stopped. Those who died in the plague numbered 24,000. The Lord said to Moses, "Phinehas, son of Eleazar, Aaron, the priest, has turned my anger away from the fight. He was as zealous as I am honest among them, so that in my zeal I did not put an end to them. Therefore, tell him I am making my covenant of birth of shalom with him. He and his descendants will have a covenant, brit, of a lasting priesthood, because he was zealous for the honor of his God and made his atonement for the Israelites." Covering. I want to stop there momentarily and speak briefly about the seduction of Israel by Moab. God called Moab his watch prophet. And the name Moabite means progeny of the father. And it refers to him. If you would look very carefully at this passage, notice what is going on. Man begins to indulge in sexual immorality with Moabite women. Man begins to indulge in sexual immorality with Moabite women. So we read that in verse 3, so Israel joined in worshiping the Baal of very important to me. Join is samad, and the Hebrew word samad, and it means to bind or fast. And in the Hebrew, which is the causative, it means to bring. Here it is a hispael fast, a join, a verb, a join in worship. Was sexualized, was religion built about sex. Verse 1, Shittim, was an encampment of the conquest of the transferred dignity. We enjoyed it in the community. Here we have the Israelite man who had ratified the law of Moses, now breaking that law. They're breaking the Exodus law. It is law from which there is no recourse. Baal, or Baal worship, Baal. He's master of gourds. Baal was the god of storms and tempests. And so the conduct of the Israelite men was both illegal and immoral. Balaam had tried to destroy God's curse, but he did not succeed. He did, however, when God's people. It's very interesting to note in verse 3, once again, so Israel joined in worshiping the Baal of Peor, and in the Hebrew, Baal of Peor, once again, Baal means Lord, master. So Baal of Peor means Lord of the vaginal opening. So this was the worship in which God's people engaged. And so, with that understanding, from the Hebrew now, we, based in the foundation, because men of Israel were engaged in and first worship. This was so destructive and that it had taken away the mind of those who engaged. Verse 5, Moses said to Israel's judges, that each of you must put to death those of your young men who have joined in worshiping the Baal of Peor. Now notice that joined, once again, is given in the passive voice, which means that the subject receives the action of the verb. This is very powerful and worth thinking about, worth deliberating over, see, and understand, and allow it to be an impact on. There is here great compromise. Then has the pride. Action has. Because of the rampant discrimination going on with the propaganda. This is highly destructive. A plague started as a result of their behavior of their action. do, and not concern about anything other than being involved in this charade of worship. So therefore they had left what God required. Here is practical atheism. Here is pride, which overreaches the understanding, or pride takes place in the movie, or has an understanding. Is not appropriate. It is the exaltation of self over the review of God. And so in verse 7, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw this. He left the assembly, took a spear in his hand, and followed the Israelites. Because in verse 6, an Israelite had brought to his family a Midianite woman right before the eyes of Moses and the whole assembly while they were weeping at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Phinehas followed them, and he drove the spear to both of the Israelite and into the woman's body. Then the plague against the Israelites stop. And note, 24,000 died. When we go down, the passage is interesting. Note, it got reward in this for his action. See, here was an attempt at the introduction of the first nation. It was an attempt to introduce relative to the camp. But for the action of Phinehas, one would have died. It was an attempt to reduce the nation to merely another cult among others. It was an attempt to eradicate the very special place that this particular nation had thought. There is an attempt to make relative to or this, the self-understanding of nature. Now, this is used, this is very fascinating too, because we are given the name of the individual and the woman whom he brought into camp. Verse 14, we read, the name of the Israelite killed, Midianite woman, was Zimri, son of Salu, the leader of a Midianite family. And the name of the Midianite woman, yes, was Cosby, C-O-Z-Z-I, Cosby, daughter of Zura, a tribal chief of a Midianite family. And it is interesting that the name of the woman who was brought into the camp, her name was Cosby, and in Hebrew, her name was Lai. 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 In verse 16, the Lord said to Moses, treat the Midianites as enemies and kill them, because they treated you as enemies. They treated you as enemies and they deceived you in the affair of Peor. And their sister Cosby, the daughter of a Midianite, the woman who was in the place of Nazareth of Peor. And we have the affair of Peor, the result of Peor. And in verse 3, we have, so Israelite joined in worshiping the Lord. So there is this repetition of a principle that God wants noted, and that is the principle of the ban around the Baal of Peor, that is, Lord of the fashion. And God, from generation to generation, would remember this sex that had captured the people of God. And what was attempted to be introduced into the camp, and the disregard for more principles, for more absolutes, and the attempt at the normalization. When the normalization of diversity throughout this island has become the doctrine of the day, where are the people of God returned? We know that this is what is being taught to the young today and to not to young today. What is right is the mantra of both Western Islands. But the people of God have the word of God, and therefore we have hope that is presented to us through the living God. There is another way. Those who have been tutored in the normalization of diversity are not taught about the other side. They're not taught about the psychological impact. They're not taught about the physical impact. What happens on the other side? The destruction of mind and body. Evolving of the personality itself through the issues, self abuse, and others. The Bible teaches that for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that he so abused the children that he the opportunity is here, the middle of it. Life was over. One must believe in his heart, die, which is very close to him. That is the message.